Find the perfect space for your business with DRK & Company Realty. Flexible office suites are available. Employees and clients benefit from free parking, front door access, and walkable dining, retail, and hotels at the Polaris Lifestyle Center. Managed by DRK & Company Realty, one of Central Ohio's most trusted leaders, this safe, well-maintained property offers dedicated on-site management and responsive maintenance. Grow your business at an address designed for success at 470 Old Worthington Road. Visit drk-realty.com to learn more.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
New health guidelines in Russia will see women who do not want to have children now referred to psychologists for assessment. This is in an effort to address a systemic demographic crisis, as Putin's administration would see it, where Russia, like a lot of the world, is seeing the birth rate fall. They've also brought in fines for anyone pushing a child-free lifestyle propaganda to other people. Fines up to 50,000 euros, quite a lot of money. And Ali Hall from Life Without Children joins us now on all of this. Ali, this is, I would suggest, quite extraordinary. You know, it's like a hangover from the communist era. You know, having wrong think is now going to be educated out of women who don't want to have kids.
It's terrifying. And I think it's sinister even on the surface. And the more you think about it and the more you dive in, it becomes even deeper and deeper problematic. Like, my understanding is it's men and women who are kind of going through kind of health assessments and questionnaires, but it's only the women who are being seen as broken or problematic or needing fixed if they don't want children. So they're very much laying the blame of their population at the foot of women.
It says that what will happen is women of childbearing ages, when they attend women's health clinic, will be asked the question, not do you want to have children, but how many children do you want to have? And if you say none, you are referred to a psychologist for assessment as to see what is exactly wrong with you. There is a move in many countries in Europe. France is sending out letters to 29-year-olds to tell them to get cracking on with having their families. In Hungary, they're incentivizing people to have children. There is a move in that direction, largely to do with demographic shifts. But is it fair to say that we are more okay maybe with men not wanting babies than women?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is an area of a topic that I've studied for a long time. And I think mother and woman are synonymous with each other. You know, a lot of traditional or conservative ways of thinking still believe that a woman's sole job is to be a mother and to raise children. A man, he is regarded as having way more, you know, adequate worth out without being a father, you know. I think a lot of the time for women, we have a lot of pressure to have kids. And if we don't have kids, then who are we? What is our worth? What are we bringing to society? And I think, can I just give a shout out as well for those women who it's not been their choice. This is inflicted on them. They're childless. This kind of this kind of ruling from Russia, it kind of is very painful for the invisible sector that this affects, because there's lots and lots of women who desperately want kids who can't have them. And this is just perpetuating that belief that there's something wrong with women who don't have children, irrespective of how they came into this life.
You are and I fully agree with everything you just said, by the way, but you are somebody who, it's a choice. You don't want to have children. Do people still meet that choice with some kind of skepticism that you just haven't, I don't know, found the right man, you haven't seen the error of your ways, you haven't gotten old enough to realize you'll regret it? Do people still view your choice with some kind of degree of suspicion or skepticism?
Yeah, they do. And do you know, it'd be really nice if I was met with curiosity, because I think this is something I've known about myself all my life. And it would be lovely if someone were to kind of show, wow, how, what made you come to that decision? Or
Let me ask you that. And by the way, and I'm not saying this to question your decision, because your decision, as far as I'm concerned, is entirely your own. But why did you come to that decision? Tell me. And I'm asking it for curious reasons, not because I think that your decision is in any way wrong or lesser.
I hear you. For me personally, it's all I can say is it's not even a decision. For me, it's just been a deep knowing. The similar way to a lot of women and men who have children have always known they wanted to have children. For me, I've always known, literally as far back as when I was 6 years old, I've always known I didn't want to have children. And can I shouldn't have to caveat this, but I'm going to, because I know what society is like. I'm great with kids. I love my friends' kids. I love kids that are in my life. I'm that person on a bus making faces at the children in the seats around me. You know, I'm the one at a wedding on the dance floor with the kids. But it's just something I've always known that I didn't want to do it.
So are you saying there's no one reason why? It wasn't that you wanted to travel more or not be responsible for another human or wanted a career that was incompatible. You just never had the want at all.
100%. And you know, there's some really interesting studies out there that actually the majority of people who choose not to have kids, they simply do not have that hankering. They simply don't want kids. Now, we are seeing an increase in people opting out simply because maybe they don't feel comfortable enough financially. They are citing the state of the world, climate change as a reason for them choosing not to bring kids into this world. So for some people, there are reasons. It could be trauma. It could be not wanting to bring children into an environment that they don't feel was safe for them. But the majority of people who have chosen not to have children, it's simply a lack of wanting.
It is one of the few areas of lifestyle choice, if you want to put it that way, that people feel free to question. You know, if someone said to me, you know, I gave up my career, I wouldn't question yours either, but some people will often, you know, say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to move, I'm going to live here, I'm going to do this. And people go, oh, that's interesting, and wouldn't question it. But this is an area where people feel it's acceptable to question you about exactly how you've chosen to live your life. I shouldn't laugh. I'm not laughing. I'm just sort of thinking, but it does seem to be still up for grabs, your life, in terms of debate on this issue in particular. That would seem to be, people think that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for hundreds upon hundreds of years, this is, you know, you grow up, you have kids. And so I think it's choosing not to have kids is kind of considered that you're doing something wrong. You're not doing what everyone else was made to believe they had to do. And interestingly, it's, for me, it's no coincidence that in the last, I think, 2 weeks, we've had some really amazing articles in both the BBC and New York Times about regretting having kids. And that's a really important discussion that we need to get out of the shadows as well. So, you know, it's such a thorny issue when people kind of question someone's choices not to have children. There's sometimes maybe underlying kind of undercurrents of, gosh, if I knew this was a choice, maybe I wouldn't have had them.
I can still remember on this station having a conversation about people being child-free or childless or all those types of things, and getting a text in from a woman texter, and she said, I have 2 or 3 kids, and if I could go back and live my life over, I wouldn't do it again. And it stayed with me, both because no one ever admits that kind of thing, but also because what a thing to say about your own life, that you regretted a huge part of your own life. It was quite a sort of a stunning thing. Do you mind when people ask you, oh, but why? Oh, really? I mean, we are tribal. We are a herd, humans, I think. And I think when sometimes someone swims against the tide at all, that people tend to question it. But do you mind when people poke at your life and sort of query things that you legitimately do with your own life?
I think now, I mean, I've written 67 articles on this topic. I've spoken at events. It's an article that I've had to befriend myself. And the only reason I'm so outspoken about it is simply because 15 odd years ago, an ex kind of mother-in-law figure begged me and criticized me. So I felt such deep shame.
She said, have just one. Do it for me. I mean, it's like asking, it's as if it was nothing. Just come out one night with me. Like it's an enormous thing to ask somebody to do.
Yeah. And I think it really built the fire in me to advocate for those of us who don't want kids, but also to narrow the chasm and build the connection between the childless, the child-free and parents. So by all means, to your point of your question, ask me questions, but don't judge me. Don't tell me I'm wrong. Don't tell me I'm going to regret something. Believe me, you know. And when I say me, I mean everyone who's saying they don't want children. Believe us. believe us when we say when we don't want kids. Don't turn around and say, oh, you've just not met the right person. I think one of the best comebacks I heard to that response, oh, you've just not met the right person, is when the person said, well, have you got a boyfriend? Oh, no, I'm not gay. Oh, you've just not met the right man then.
Yeah. Look, thank you so much for talking to us, Ali. A really interesting conversation. That is Ali Hall there from Life Without Children. I would love to know what people think about this out there, about the choice that somebody makes with their life, maybe not to have children, and how they get questioned and how we judge it and how we view it. And also what's going on in Russia. Women are being sent to sort of stamp out, to psychologists, to stamp out their wrong think. Let us know what you think.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.